Good morning, Local 304, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. This is Branch President Kenneth Hodge with a campaign message to motivate you. Yes, I'm talking to you, those members of Local 304 who have not mailed in their ballots. It is not too late. Please fill those ballots out. Very simple. Vote for Ken Hodge for the branch president of Columbus, Ohio. Vote for Ken Hodge as the local president of Local 304. And vote William Kirkland for vice president. Mail that ballot in expeditiously. Please help Ken Hodge and William Kirkland become the new leadership for Local 304. You know, tonight while I was trolling the mail handler page, I do that every day to check comments. See if there's anything that I need to respond to. And talk about a blast from my past. Well, a couple of letter carriers joined the mail handler page to enlighten the rest of the world on what a terrible person Ken Hodge was. And I want to say to the letter carriers in Elizabeth and all the other states that I've supervised letter carriers and clerks in, can't really disagree with your assessment. I really can't. At that time in my life, I was committed to postal management, and if I'm on the team, then I'm going to be an important part of the team. Now, again, I make no excuses, trust me, but you have to remember about my past with respect to postal management. I went from a casual to a superintendent of postal operations, and I'm very serious, in about 11 months. Now, it happens kind of frequently now, but when I came into post office, that was not the norm. So I was on a fast track, so to speak. And you have to remember also that even though I became an actual superintendent of postal operations on my first job assignment, I was a 204B for 6 months before that. So what I'm saying is I learned management of postal operations before I had any concept of the craft side of what they thought they should be doing. So I'm not offering an excuse. I'm just explaining why my attention to detail was so meticulous and my managerial prowess, so to speak, was so intense. But I want to say again to the letter carriers who joined this page, I'm not going to say that you guys are wrong. I was a pretty intense manager. But I also want to say that since coming to the craft and now relearning a lot of important aspects of this job, I can sincerely stand up in front of a lot of carriers that I had to manage and supervise and apologize to you. And let me tell you something. This is not a ploy, because let's keep it 100, as we say. Most of the folks that are voting in this campaign have already voted. Because if you think your ballot is going to get to Cincinnati in overnight or 2 days, pretty much not going to happen. So when I say I apologize to you for a lot of my mannerisms and behaviors, I mean that sincerely. Most of you I'll never see again in life, but again, I don't make a lot of excuses for what I do and how I do it. But since crossing over to the craft, I want to tell you, yes, I was a I was a bull in the china shop on a lot of issues that, you're right, I should have listened more to the craft employees, but you have to remember, that's not where my training came from. I understood postal management way before I understood craft rules and regulations. I understood the M39, M41 before I understood your time card. So I'm just saying to the letter carriers, and for the most part, letter carriers are the only craft that really felt some of that intense management. By the time I came to Columbus, my level was of such that I didn't have a lot of hands-on. I mean, I was very present. I was very visual. But most of my dealings went with other managers. So having said that, wow, Elizabeth, New Jersey, mad, I'm going to turn this into a shout-out. Mad shout-out to the carriers in Elizabeth, New Jersey. In my station, man, we had, about five or six different zones of Elizabeth House, downtown Elizabeth. We had Roselle Park, and the station that I managed before I got promoted down to Elizabeth Hillside. As I look back on it, minus some of the hard managerial moments that we had, those were memories that I hold very fondly, believe it or not. Navon Borum, wow. Derek Rollins, LL, who just changed his name to L. I mean, let me tell you something. Stacy, we battled, but I still remember you. One of your stewards named Eric. I mean, you know, I could just go on like a shout out names, you know? Wow. So they posted some mean things about me, but I want you to know it took me back down memory lane. And again, for the bad times that we had when I might have been over the top, to letter carriers all over the nation that fell under my supervision. As a dedicated union member, I do apologize for a lot, not everything, a lot of my over-the-top actions. Now, let's charge that to the game. And if you should see me in passing when I do come and go back and forth to New Jersey, I hope that we can meet in fellowship and not meet with, you used to be that manager. So let's forget about that, folks. No, it's not, we can't forget about it, but just know that Mr. Hodge, a.k.a. Kenny, has now moved on, and I represent the interests of the employees with two times the intensity, with twice the intensity that I represented management's issue. And the reason I go harder for the employees than I did with management is because I woke up one day and realized that, yes, management had me fooled as well. One last thing about Elizabeth. I remember when I was in Hillside, we would always answer the phone, the finest delivery station in the nation. Okay. Wow, that was a nice trip down memory lane. We stumbled on that lane because of some differences in the way we viewed situations back in the day. But I hope we can, again, if we should ever cross paths, I hope it can be a harmonious meeting. So, mail handlers, I was a very intense manager because I believed in management SOPs pretty much without question. But there has been an awakening. And once I am awake, I cannot go back to sleep. And again, I come to understand and to the realization that management wants some unrealistic goals. Management sets unrealistic goals. Management will not give you any of the tools necessary to reach those goals, and management will breathe down your neck every day, already knowing that you can't do what it is they projected you to do. So I say that with disdain. I no longer am connected, affiliated, or associated with anything postal management. In fact, it is my intent as your next local president, again, to beat them at every situation possible. That's my commitment to the local. And again, the good part of me being management for all those years, again, there's a silver lining in every dark cloud, is I am very well versed in their concept, in their understanding of letter carrier, clerks, mail handler, maintenance, special delivery contracts. See, we have the upper hand there because I used to teach that to postal management. I taught operations as an ASP instructor. So if I can teach it, that means I understand it. And if I understand it, then one of two things. I know how to negotiate on behalf or in favor of my union, or I know how to stop us from wasting union dollars on an argument that we can't win. So again, while I said that most of my management days, again, I was under the management process. I am no longer under that process. But the good thing about it is I got years of experience. I've got a lot of certified, document, trained knowledge that is going to help keep Local 304 one to two steps ahead of management in Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. Vote Kenneth Hodge, Branch President and Local President, William Kirkland, Vice President.